السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to Young Black Muslima. This is the journey of hip hop to hip hop. Now, I wanted to just explain that for any new listeners on. This is a journey from me knowing how hip hop was able to give me an understanding of myself, knowledge of self, and also how I was able to connect to my gift, which is speaking truth to power, right? And learning who I truly am and why I truly exist came from Islam. And so I call that the hip truth, which in Arabic, haq is truth. Hip is, you know, something that is very much popular, if you will. So that's where the kind of journey and the story was named Hip Hop, because within that I still kept a connection to my hip hop culture, still do have, and it was just really important to connect that journey and really, you know, tie that in. So wanted to, you know, give that as an intro for those who wondering why I call it the journey from hip hop to hip hop. And wanted to go through a story after Ramadan, since for now after Ramadan, and alhamdulillah, I remember my first Ramadan, and I remember how complex it was, how I was just really, you know, wanting to know what it felt like to fast and knowing what it felt like to give up something for a month, which was for me food and water the first time, because I don't recommend doing all the things the first time you fast, but this was something that renewed my spirit, and alhamdulillah, I was able to do the entire month. The next Ramadan, but the first one I had converted in that month, so it was within already a week, so I was only able to do like 2.5 weeks where I fasted, and I felt renewed even just doing that. So coming out of that, I, you know, wanted to learn more about Islam. I wanted to be on the journey of truth and preparation for what was necessary for me to be the best Muslim I could possibly be. I didn't know what that looked like. I didn't know how I was going to do that, but I knew that I had to try. And for me, that was always about being consistent with how I connected to the truth and how I understood truth. And so coming out of Ramadan, things just seemed a lot more clear. I remember going into this event I was meant to perform at, and someone was expressing to me about, you know, just hijab and dressing how I dressed, and like, you know, being as though it's going to be hard for me to have a music career or hip hop, be in the hip hop world dressing so covered up. And I said to them that if that's the case, then hip hop doesn't deserve me. And I am a creation of my Lord. Something clicked that day where I realized, like, I was like, God accepts me. That's enough for me. God made me a Muslim. And I realized that I didn't care anymore about what the standard for hip hop, women in hip hop were, and like, what does that look like for me going forward? So contemplating on this and understanding the intentions of wanting to always be connected to my faith, wanting to always know what I need to do to be on the right path now, I realized like that was a crazy time. Like, I was coming out of Ramadan, I was very much wanting to be on the right path, so many distractions all around me coming in all at once, and just to pull me back in, so I began to dress even more modest after this Ramadan. I remember it's so clear. And that is something I still struggle with for sure, but I do remember this being a specific struggle in particular because it was a lot of things surrounding my modesty as far as like, my hair color, which was green at the time, and like, the way that I presented as far as like verbally, like what I rapped about, what I spoke about. And I always kept it really respectful. I tried my best to do that. There were some, parts that I realized that people felt comfortable with expressing their intimate, things with me and everything like that. Where I realized I was like, okay, I'm not really comfortable knowing your whole lifestyle or whatever. And this was in these spaces, right? Like I'm, a part of this kind of like culture, hip hop culture that has this kind of like freedom to express how you feel and be who you want to be. But I didn't want to be who I wanted to be. I wanted to be who God wanted me to be. And that was the moment I was like, yo, I want to be who God wants me to be because who I want to be doesn't align with who I truly am. Who I want to be is an egotistical version and a, watered down version, right? Like the red or the blue pill version. So it's like, do I take the red or the blue? And oftentimes, because of my ego, I would take the blue and live in a world that was eluded versus knowing and discovering who I truly am, taking the red, if that makes sense. And that's a Matrix reference. To really sum it up and make it make sense is just taking the human route, becoming human, not having complexes with my existence, right? Like, as people, some people have God complexes or have a difficulty accepting how they were made and what they were made for. And that's 9 times out of 10 because it can be difficult accepting your existence based upon what society tells you you should be or what you think you should be based on movies or some type of fiction, life of someone else. But the reality is, we become who we're meant to be when we trust God, when we ask God, who are we meant to be? And so, understanding now at that point in my life where I was able to, have a veil removed by God. Allah removed a veil from me for sure after that first Ramadan. And I recognize how much more difficult things became in a way in order to be a lot more, focused or zoned in, if you will. So that's something that I remember after my first Ramadan, and we experience it till this day, but one of the goals is always to be focused, always to keep those goals intact and keep that spiritual schedule. And so I pray Allah make it easy for us in this current state after this Ramadan. But my first Ramadan was, something, a taste of contentment that I never ever wanted to leave me. And I still chase to this day. It's the ultimate, it's the real life, is that contentment. There's no amount of substances, no things in the world that could ever give you that real contentment, that real spiritual upliftment, that real high, No intoxicant in the world can do that for you. And I'm grateful for being a Muslim, and I'm grateful for that first experience. I remember coming out of that event, right, like performed and everything, I was like, yo, I'm gonna leave this dream I always had of being a hip hop artist or being a recording artist, because it doesn't fit with who I want to become. And I've accepted that. So, subhanAllah, here I am recording a podcast telling you about that journey and content with leaving that if Allah will give me Allah. Even if Allah won't give me Allah, I'm gonna ask and I'm gonna beg. I'm gonna plead and ask Allah to purify my heart and give me Him and Him alone, because there's nothing else that exists for me. And coming out of this Ramadan 2024, I'm in a state. So the reflection on the time and the connectedness that I have to being, a Muslim woman for the first time is that I recognize my soul and I recognize the treasure that it was and the treasure that I needed to find. It was a treasure that was partially found, right? Like that I realized that my existence is not about this world. My existence is about worshiping God. And I need to do that in a humble way that is fulfilling for me, because that will bring me closer to God by being full of goodness. So, yeah, I'm still learning how to do that, still learning how to be in that space and in that reality. And it takes steps, it takes time, and I'm grateful to God for making me a Muslim to be on this path to do that, because there's nothing like it. And there's nothing in the world that will give you that type of serenity. And so leaving that, not wanting anything else, just wanting God, has always been a sense of peace for me, always been a reminder that there's nothing else. You don't need anything else. Why would you want anything else? So that's why I be saying hip hop don't deserve me, because my belonging is with God. I belong with God. I belong with Allah. So alhamdulillah, I pray that this was a resignation moment and of divorcing the world, like, because I really resonate when I resonate with people who come out of hip hop community and kind of just go forth and focus on Allah. It really is a beautiful thing, but we have that struggle, right? That world, the world that is full of enticement. It's very much a potent version of what some people experience of the world, of just like going to do family activities or going to the mosque and being social and being amongst people. But people in the hip hop community, we experience a very highly potent version of the dunya, and we have to make the strong decision to say, I'm good, if that makes sense. But alhamdulillah, I pray that this was a beautiful, beautiful understanding and connection to what we need to do to be on the path and what is really truly deserving of our time. What is truly deserving of our focus? Because I'm still struggling, but I know what I need to do. And I ask God to help me do it every day to help me not be the enemy of myself, to be an ally to my soul. Because the nafs, the ego, can really be our worst enemy if we allow it. If we allow it to be. And then there's good sides of that, which I think really helps us to go into our stride and really focus in on what is important to us. So I pray that this was beneficial, and I look forward to having you in the next episode. This is your sis, now known as Basira. You can call me Basha still, for those of you who know me as Basha. I pray for you and your family. I pray for upliftment of you and your deen. And I pray that we can connect and build and do good things together, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.